You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Arizona and Michigan go to the polls tomorrow, at least the Republicans do, to decide which of those four men they want for their presidential candidate. In Michigan, of course, it's pretty tight, and there's a question of will he or won't he win or lose in Michigan. But for the time being, we want to focus on Arizona, because with us today is Peter O'Dowd, news director from KJZZ, and he's joining us here in New York. Thanks for being with us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
You know, Arizona seems to be pretty firmly Romney territory, isn't he? He's at least double digits ahead in the polls at this point, right?
Yeah, at this point. Last week we were talking and he wasn't. Rick Santorum was coming up from behind and really making a difference. And now we're kind of flip-flopping again. So Romney is pulling ahead.
Maybe after the debate. So maybe this particular endorsement won't make that much of a difference.
I have decided that I'm going to publicly endorse Mitt Romney. I think he's the man that can carry the day, and I'm going to get out there and work as hard as I know how to make sure that he wins Arizona.
That is, of course, Arizona Governor Jan Brewer. She was on NBC's Meet the Press over the weekend. And how much weight does her endorsement carry in the state of Michigan?
Well, in the state of Arizona, a lot.
Arizona, yeah. Probably not much in Michigan.
Well, you know, who knows? Here's the thing with Jan Brewer. She is extremely popular with Arizona's GOP. So if you remember, a few weeks ago, President Obama came to town. She wagged his finger in his face. And it got the state GOP, and in fact, I think the national GOP, quite energized. And when she talks and when she does things, people do pay attention. And so I think when she comes out and endorses Romney, it will make a difference. There's a lot of confusion going on in the state, or at least there was as we've kind of shaked out with the debates and some of these rallies that have been going on. People haven't been quite sure yet who to go to. And I think that Brewer's endorsement will matter. On the other hand, a lot of our early ballots are already in. So Arizona is an early voting state. A lot of those ballots weeks ago were sent in with a name with a checkbox next to somebody's name. And so what happens now this close to the election? Who knows?
Yeah, she's choosing to endorse him a couple days before the primary.
Right.
But, you know, the other rest of the buzz about Jan Brewer is that she has, of course, declined to go to the governor's dinner at the White House, which she was asked point blank if that was disrespect toward the president, which she denies. She says she has prior commitments. Mm. Is part of her credibility with the GOP in Arizona because of her repeated standing against the White House?
Yeah, I think I was thinking about this same thing this morning when I was thinking about that, because the Brewer's decision not to meet with the president or not to go to this dinner is kind of like that finger wagging thing, right? I mean, it almost seems like, you know, she says she has other engagements and that she'll be there today. You know, she'll be joining him today. So it does kind of seem like that, doesn't it? I mean, I was wondering how much attention that's going to get back at home and how much people will be excited about the fact that, oh, look what she did. She didn't go to Obama's event. This is fantastic. I can just almost hear the chatter starting.
Well, the last time we talked to you, you said that immigration wasn't as big of a deal, certainly in election politics in Arizona, as the rest of the country might think, and that, in fact, it was mostly about the economy.
Right.
Is that true for GOP voters as well? Are they going for Mitt Romney because they feel he's the better candidate on the economy?
Yeah. Well, don't get me wrong. Immigration is very important in the state of Arizona. But the economy, just like the rest of the country, is huge. And I mean, and I think you look at what's going on with the housing market in this state, and people want to know how that industry is going to revitalize itself, because so many people in this state really depend on how the housing market's doing. So, for instance, so I think jobs and economy and housing is very much right up there on the top.
And that's where Mitt Romney's getting approval?
I think so. Jan Brewer, in her endorsement, cited his business experience. And when I go to rallies, I've been going to a lot of these Santorum and Romney rallies in the last couple of weeks, and I ask people, you know, why they're supporting one person or the other. The people who are supporting Mitt Romney, without a doubt, are always saying he's strong on the economy. I believe that he can get this state and this country's economy to turn around. When they say they're going to support Santorum, it's on the social issues.
Yeah.
You know, you really don't hear a lot of Arizona voters saying, I'm going to vote for Rick Santorum because he's going to turn the housing market around. And I think that you probably do get that a little bit more for Mitt Romney.
Well, we're speaking with Peter O'Dowd, who's news director from KJZZ in Phoenix, Arizona, and he's with us in studio in New York. So let's talk about the general election as it comes up in November. Obviously, John McCain was running the last time we had a presidential election and got a lot of support from the people of Arizona. How does it look this time around?
Well, I think a couple of weeks ago, the Obama campaign was very public in their description of Arizona as in play, thinking that they might be able to do something with Arizona. I think Mitt Romney, if he's the nominee, is going to be a formidable candidate for Obama. Mitt Romney sort of seen more as a moderate, and Arizona's, when you get down to the full electorate in Arizona, there's a lot of independents. It's a state that's turning purple, as they say.
Long days from Barry Goldwater, right?
Well, exactly. I mean, there's still that strong streak in the state, but we're changing. Arizona is really changing. And so if Romney is the nominee, I think at this point Obama has a hard time winning Arizona. It's maybe in play, but it's definitely in favor of the Republicans.
Looking also to the future, let's go back to the governor, Jan Brewer, then, because she appears to be making a national name for herself, which would argue that she's perhaps hoping for a higher office than Arizona governor. What is her future like in Arizona in the general, not just in the GOP?
Well, she is very coy. In fact, when the finger-wagging incident happened, people were throwing her name around as vice president.
Right.
And, you know, of course, I think it's pretty early for that. But and this happened again. I was just reading something this morning where after this Obama White House situation, again, this idea of what's next for Jan Brewer came up. She's being really coy about it. I mean, she's not saying anything specific. She's not, you know, she's not.
Vice presidents have to do a lot of finger wagging, though.
Yeah,
that's a skill that's really useful. Yeah.
I don't know. Jan Brewer's popular. She's not going to be governor next time around. She's term limited.
Yeah.
So she's not going away, though.
She can't be governor, but it appears like she's auditioning for some other job. The question is, what will it be? Though I can almost guarantee that if Obama gets reelected,
she won't have a job in his administration.
Reality show.
I think that's a safe bet. Peter O'Dowd is news director from KJZZ in Phoenix, Arizona. Thanks so much.
Thanks. It's a pleasure.
If you have a prediction or you want to comment on who you will vote for in tomorrow's primary, especially if you're in Arizona or in Michigan, you can give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post your comment at thetakeaway.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.